Proverbs chapter 26, like snow in summer or rain in harvest, so a fool does not deserve honor. As the sparrow flitters and the swallow darts when they fly, so an undeserved curse does not alight. A whip is for the horse, a bridle is for the donkey, and a rod is for the back of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will become like him. Answer a fool and join in on his folly, so he will not become wise in his own eyes. Whoever sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks violence. Like the legs of a paralytic which hang down is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like tying a stone in a sling is giving honor to a fool. Like a thorn that goes into the hand of a drunkard is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like an archer who wounds all those around him is one who hires a fool or hires anyone who passes by. As a dog returns to his own vomit, so is a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see someone who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The lazy person says, "There is a lion on the road. There is a lion between the open places." As the door turns on its hinges, so is the lazy person upon his bed. The lazy person puts his hand into the dish, and yet he has no strength to lift it up to his mouth. The lazy person is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who respond with good judgment. Like one who takes hold of the ears of a dog is a passerby who becomes angry at a dispute that is not his own. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the one who deceives his neighbor and says, "Was I not telling a joke?" For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no gossiper, quarreling ceases. As charcoal is to burning coals and wood is to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Like the glaze overlaying an earthen vessel, so are burning lips and an evil heart. One who hates other disguises his feeling with his lips, and he lays up deceit within himself. He will speak graciously, but do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is covered with deception, his wickedness will be revealed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and the stone will roll back on the one who pushed it. A lying tongue hates the people it crushes, and a flattering mouth brings about ruin.